so turn your green lights on. Do you guys have a microphone?
Can you speak to Liz before we start?
All right.
Do you know where she is?
Is that like...
That reach?
Awesome.
Nobody walked right through there.
Yeah, Lisa, do you know what the conference number is?
Yeah, that's why I had that.
Do you know what the conference number is? It'll say on there.
Okay.
7307.
Perfect.
Do we need to?
I'll run. Do I call in?
Why?
I'll call 7307. You just accept it.
Sure. I can do that.
Thank you.
Good morning. Today is January 10th. This is a work session of the Story County Board of Supervisors budget work session. This is Latifa Faisal, and here with me are Supervisor Lisa Heddens, Supervisor Linda Merkin, Sandra King, Joby
Brogdon.
Thank you.
It's Monday.
I'm so sorry. Leanne Harder, Lucy Martin, and Lisa Markley.
And I think Alyssa's on.
And Alyssa is on via conference call. Thank you. So I believe we are starting with CIP committee. Do we?
Does everyone still have a copy of this one page?
Mm-hmm.
I just put this together just for discussion. There's really nothing, no new information in that. Alyssa does not have a copy though.
Here, if you have one, I can run it back to her.
Alyssa,
Joby's
running.
Here, I'll run it
back
to her.
Copy,
yeah.
To
thank you.
Hey, Joby.
How are you doing, Liz?
I have one. Thank you.
People sneak in everywhere. I'm not sure if I'll hear her.
There you go. She's got it.
Okay. I just wanted to put together, just for sake of discussion today, to help guide the process. We won't go over projects in depth because we did that at the work session in December. I will go over a few changes that were noted, but just let me start with this one page real quick. Just some key points, and these are in the current CIP, but I just feel like it's good for us all as a reminder as we really do kick off the budget discussion. The capital improvements plan and pardon me, overall process, it needs to be looked at just what it is, a plan tool. To help you as you prioritize and decide which projects you want to fund or you do want to maybe continue to fund. It's structured to present a meaningful long-range perspective. That's why we pull out 5 years, 6 years if you include the current fiscal year in which we are, and I'll talk about that here in a second. And it's really the county's implementation tool that you use to decide what to acquire and purchase. As I said, the five-year time frame, we really don't talk about this much, but when you take action to approve the CIP and then you act on the five-year road plan, that is adopted by reference. That was done like 4 or 5 years ago. So the five-year road plan back there, back Linda, is included in the CIP. It's not static. It's not meant to just be, we look at it once. For a few years, I haven't brought any changes back to the board, but there was a time that we, something, I think it was an animal control building purchase. We knew it was happening, other things had to happen, so we amended, brought the amendment to CIP. And then it is a guiding document. So that pie chart in the middle, that's just a picture of the process. It's always evolving. Going from planning to adoption, implementation, and that's why at the work session, we had discussion like the calendar year and the fiscal year. That's just simply the nature of these processes that we have. And then they go kind of going back years till 2013 when we first adopted. We really started that process in the work session of the Board of Supervisors. So current projects in the current fiscal year, or in the proposed CIP that you'll be looking at over the next couple months, if you see a project that's called a current project, it's in the fiscal year 22 cycle, and then year 1 to year 5 accordingly. So right now, we're planning for fiscal year 23, but we're also looking at projects in fiscal year 22, and those are the labeled current projects. Any questions or comments from that summary sheet?
No.
Okay. This should go relatively.
I'm good.
I think everyone should have a copy of the color coded. It's a spreadsheet on that side, but I did go ahead and print it off. I just want to go over, as we discussed with the work session, if something's changed, yeah, at the work session, we discussed the items in red. Those are items that were for discussion, current projects that have been changed that are in the current adopted CIP. So they were majority year and funding source that were changed. Just a couple items of note. We did revise the, since you saw this last, the fund source and project year from McFarland Lake for lake restoration design to 2022. That we saw in the work session in December, that was wrong here. And then, did you have one other change? Oh yeah, page 2, second page. Based on the work session discussion, we added a row, you'll see it, it's under fiscal year 23, so the one that we're planning for. It's a new one in red in the facilities management, and the design related to the spacing. And with that, I'll turn it over to Joby if he has amounts.
I've got, we'll call it three, looking at what is going to come out of that spacing assessment. First, I come up with three things that I feel probably would be in the top of that priority list. So I have some, we discussed putting some dollars in for design. So I'm going to just present what my personal opinion is of what the top three projects would be for priority. The dollar amounts ain't a whole lot different between the three. So numbers to put in there to kind of cover it. I've got county attorney remodel be number one. Number two would be at HSC, and what happens with the CICS regional thing if we have to split up our community services department from CICS, and then courtyard main entry at the highest one would be the county attorney remodel. Architect engineering fees would be $45,000 to $50,000, and then if we chose to move that to a construction project, construction administration would be between $10,000 to $15,000. At HSC, we would be $40,000 to $47,000 for architectural engineering. Construction administration would be $10,000 to $15,000. And then courtyard main entry at the Justice Center would be around $25,000 to $30,000 for architectural engineering, $11,000 to $15,000 for construction administration.
No construction estimates.
Just because all we talked about was maybe doing some architectural and design services, and then that would give us construction cost estimates with those. Because there's too many variables that can come out of this space needs assessment. I didn't want to dig into it. Mm-hmm. Potential construction cost scenario, so I didn't bring those numbers. Mm-hmm. So I mean, to mean, I think, if we were just strictly looking at it in an architectural engineering step, if we put 50,000 in facilities management budget for that, that would cover about any project that would be a priority one or two project from that space needs assessment. So that would be my recommendation.
This should be a need for a couple of months, depends on priorities.
Yeah.
And then just do one priority each year? That would.
Kind of depends on, you know, some of the projects are going to be smaller. We could probably do multiple ones in a fiscal year, mm-hmm. but I think giving one of the large ones, you know, we could see mid six figure construction cost with that type of project. So I don't know if we want to do multiple ones of that high cost in the same fiscal year.
Might depend on the information you get too, yeah. to see what's interrelated that yep. makes sense to do together.
Exactly, because it's just like I said, there's so many variables that we don't know right now at this moment. But I didn't want to get too deep into it, and then it all changed once we get that final report and talk about that.
I'm just thinking, I know that the county attorney Ramon is really a top priority. I'm just also thinking about the CICS changes and everything. And
that's why, that's why I had that one.
Mm-hmm.
So the Justice Center main entry, might that get into anything to do with the county attorney remodel? Might
it,
there be
it's
some?
It's possible. It just kind of depends on.
If you look at that space. That,
yeah, what kind of scenarios are presented? Because, I mean, it's been talked about utilizing, you know, some of the law library and maybe infilling part of that courtyard.
Mm-hmm.
Doing some different things in the front entry is part of the county attorney remodel, but then other times it's been talked about as doing it separately. So I kind of kept them separate mm-hmm. until we
okay.
know.
Okay, mm-hmm. thank you. Appreciate that.
Do you think 50,000 is enough?
Just architectural and design. I believe so.
Okay.
That's 10% higher than the last rendition of schematic design at the county attorney's office when they provided. Mm-hmm. If chose to go forward with that project to an actual architectural design and then a construction project out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Architectural design needs 50,000 is 10% higher than what they were 2 years ago. So
okay.
So other than those two changes, there are no additions or anything different since the work session. Do you have any questions or any items you need clarification on before the work session begins? Or do you want to be on this one?
I guess the only question I have, so you have proposed changes are in the red font. So those are all the things we went over the last time. Nothing else has changed except for that one.
And I can, if you'd like me, just to remove that, just to be consistent since that's how you saw it last. I wanted to leave it as is.
I don't think we want to get into this too far right now. We can't. But we did get the final rule for ARPA. And there may be some changes and some things depending on once we get through all those 400 and some pages. I think some have already kind of wondering about a couple things. So I'm not sure how we... Oh, we just don't know yet, and it might make it a little iffy in terms of timing budget requests. And I guess what I was really wanting to look back and see, because we have a lot of conservation in here. We're not looking at conservation until
January 17th.
17th, so okay, so that's next Monday. Yeah.
I think we'll have time before the budget has to get published.
Mm-hmm.
You know, through our discussions or whatever, mm-hmm. that we'll have gone through to make sure that there's nothing else that came up that red flagged.
Mm-hmm.
I won't put this into a public comment format until the work sessions are finalized.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
You mean the one I blew off? Yeah, it does. Sorry.
There was other stuff going on.
It was really short staff that week, if that's any excuse.
The main thing is you guys got paid.
Correct.
Right.
And the bills got paid.
Right. No, I've gone through the budget, made sure that everything that's listed in 23 is actually budgeted or vice versa, so hopefully we're good.
Okay. Well, other than concerns about the final rules for ARPA, I don't have any other questions either.
I don't either. Thought we went through it pretty thoroughly before.
Mm-hmm. Next, so are we done with this one then? Okay,
sure.
So the next meeting is at 11 for planning and development. Great.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.